In CI News this week, peers warn the Westminster government that its proposed home education register is an unnecessary intrusion into family life. Scotland's First Minister, John Swinney, agrees that Liam MacArthur's assisted suicide bill discriminates against vulnerable people with disabilities, and campaigners and politicians unite to curb the harmful effects of gambling. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 5th of September. I'm Angus Saul. Peers have warned the Westminster government that its proposed home education register is an unnecessary intrusion into family life. During the House of Lords committee stage on the Children's Wellbeing in Schools Bill, peers finished debating the proposal's onerous requirements. Parents must not only provide their names and addresses, but the amount of time each child spends receiving education from each parent. The same information must also be provided for anyone else who educates the child, including sports coaches and Sunday school teachers. The government said the requirements were not intended to be overly burdensome, and further detail would be outlined in regulations and statutory guidance. But Baroness Jones emphasised that home educating families should be supported, not restricted.
This bill reads as if school is the safest, best place for all children to be, and for many that simply isn't true. And in fact, of course, for many children, school is a very hostile environment. And by making home education harder for parents, we're discouraging them from doing what is best for their child and for many others. Home educators give up their working lives to improve the lives of their children, to ask them now to continuously justify that choice, and to make that choice even harder by adding bureaucratic hoops and hurdles really isn't in the best interests of all these children. You don't have to specifically disallow home education to make it unworkable, and home educators believe that this register will place an unworkable administrative burden on families.
Scotland's First Minister John Swinney has backed concerns that Liam MacArthur's assisted suicide bill discriminates against vulnerable disabled people. During First Minister's questions, disabled MSP Pam Duncan-Glancy referred to Tom Cross Casey's legal opinion on the bill for the Christian Institute. In framing her question, she warned that the bill would unfairly discriminate against people with disabilities where suicidal ideation is more likely, people with conditions such as autism, bipolar disorder, and depression.
Legal advice published this week concluded that the Assisted Dying for Terminally Ill Adults Scotland Bill would not be compatible with the European Convention on Human Rights, and I quote, because without justification, it contains no adequate safeguard protecting the position of those with disabilities where suicidal ideation is more likely, and who are, because of that feature of their disability, more likely to express a wish to die. In particular, indicating this would breach Article 14, which prohibits discrimination. So can I ask the First Minister whether he agrees with me that this presents an unsurmountable risk to disabled people's equality and human rights in Scotland if the Assisted Dying Bill were to pass?
The Assisted Dying Bill, which is before Parliament just now, it's a member's bill, it's not a government bill, and the government takes a neutral stance. So I can only express a personal opinion to Pam Duncan-Glancy. Ms Duncan-Glancy will know I do not support the Assisted Dying Bill, and I don't support it for many of the reasons that she has just put on the record. So I have enormous personal sympathy with the point that she raises. These are issues that Parliament will have to wrestle with as it considers the legislation, but I can only express to her my agreement with the point that she's made.
Campaigners and politicians have united to call on the government to do more to curb the harmful effects of gambling. More than 150 MPs, peers and campaigners gathered at the Peers for Gambling Reform Summit at Westminster to discuss how gambling impacts society, as well as what must be done to change the sector. Our team spoke to some of those pushing for change.
What I'm particularly pleased about is about the strength of the arguments that members who are here, both on the panel and in the audience, are putting forward. Very clear case that they're making of the urgent need for further reform of gambling.
Look, jobs are great, but actually if this is an industry that is causing health harms and ultimately is, you know, causing loss of life, that's actually a loss for your constituency. And I think we've heard today as well about high streets and healthy high streets. None of my fellow MPs want to see huge amounts of betting shops along their high streets. It's not good for your high street.
There's enough of us working together to see that change through. And I think now is the time for that change. We've seen a slight movement. The Prime Minister today said that there's going to be community impact assessments now taken into consideration. So that's a nice nudge, if you like, for a gambling term, in the right direction. But we just need to go further and faster. But at least people know that we're all working together, and I think that's important.
And finally, a girl with a severe genetic condition who was not expected to survive birth is now 5 years old. Ella Bevis has the most serious version of Edwards syndrome, known as full trisomy 18. Babies with the condition often die before or shortly after birth, with only a 13% chance of surviving their first birthday. However, Ella's parents say she has surpassed all expectations after doctors said her condition was incompatible with life and she would not survive long enough for us to take her home. Mum Chloe added that anyone who has met Ella knows she's the complete opposite of incompatible with life. She's full to the brim with life. She's the happiest little girl you could ever meet. She's constantly beaming. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.